Inconsistent.
You have an ID. You can register as an organ donor.
Okay. I love the way this is starting.
Now I think to myself, what the hell am I going to do with these tripas? I don't care.
Tripas being organ or body parts.
Yes, sorry. I don't, what are going to be my lungs or my heart, my liver, my riñones? I don't need any of that. My eyeballs, I don't even need my eyeballs. Right? I don't need any of it. I don't want it. I'm dead. I don't care for it. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm up in heaven, I don't care, or I'm in the non-existence, and also I don't care.
And also I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no reason for it. So I always put yes. I'm an organ donor. Sure, why not?
Let them have everything?
It. Yeah.
I ain't giving shit. But first of all, you don't want any of this shit anyways. You're like, really?
So some investigation has went down because there was a situation in the hospital that I think it was in Florida, if I'm correct.
Okay.
I don't even know what state it was. Kentucky. So this guy has a drug overdose. He's in the hospital, and in the drug overdose, he kind of loses all activity in his brain. And the doctors are like, he's done. Like, there's nothing we can do. He's dead. You know. Apparently. Then they decided the family was like, all right, we'll pull the plug and that's it. We'll donate his organs, you know, let him do that. Apparently, during this process, tears were coming out of his eyes. He was moving, and the sister said that as they were wheeling him out to do the organ donation, she's like, I saw him move, and the doctors were like, that's involuntary. Like, there's no,
he done.
There's nothing there, but that started an investigation because she obviously made a complaint. You know, by that point, she already signed the paperwork. It doesn't belong to you no more. Mm-mm. Now this guy belongs to the hospital, you know? So they did the whole thing. Here, look, let's read it right here. Can you make this bigger? Do you have it?
I don't have a mouse, so it's all you. All
right. So then it's what? It's, which button is it? Control plus?
Or roll the ball. All
right. A Kentucky man's harrowing experience with organ donation has led to a federal investigation with several Congress hearings. A man from, I'm not going to say that word, was unresponsive 2 days before his family agreed to donate his organs. However, a nursing staff had revealed he began to move, thrash, and cry right before the doctors were to take him off and begin the surgery. So he was crying. I think, I don't know if it was this guy or a different one I read, where the tube that goes in your mouth, he started biting it. As they were about to bring him to the room to give him the thing, and the family saw him, they're like, oh, he's biting it. You know, hold on. But again, sometimes it's too late, you know? And then there was another.
Fuck you mean it's too late, bro?
You signed the paperwork, bro. He belongs to us now.
Yeah, I'm not letting the body go. You're going to have to take me with him.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on top of him.
Bro. Yeah, like, what are we talking about? Yeah. What do you mean it's too late?
All right, so then this other lady, Misty Hawkins, I guess her name is. She was in an Alabama hospital.
A team of transplant surgeons prepared to cut into Misty Hawkins. The clock was ticking for her organs wouldn't be unusable for much longer. Days earlier, she had been a vibrant 43, blah, blah, blah. After Miss Hawkins choked while eating, oh gosh, she was removed from the ventilator and after 103 minutes declared dead.
Are you ready for the fun part?
The surgeon made an incision in her chest and sawed through her breastbone. That's when doctors discovered that her heart was beating. She appeared to be breathing and was slicing into her while she was alive. I love the advertisements. Across the United States, blah, 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 blah. Fill in.
I just want you to hear the freaking horror story.
That was the horror story. I love her room.
It's very beautiful. Okay. I love it. All right. So anyway, the point is that this is just two stories. But apparently there's a lot that people are like, no, I believe that my loved one was still alive. Like there was something there before they took it. They obviously nobody can really prove it. This story, obviously, you know, they proved it. Yeah, she was, because the doctor was like, oh, snap. I think they actually tried to sew her back together, but by that point it was already over.
Done.
Yeah. Because remember, they think she's dead.
So she didn't survive that.
I don't know, she didn't survive that. But they think she's dead. So they're not putting no freaking anesthesia. They're just cutting her, cracking. Yeah. Imagine just cracking her chest bone open.
And oh, my God, bro. Yeah.
And they did all that while she was alive. And they were like, oh, snap. But and one of the things that they were saying is that the companies that collect the organs to do, they're in too much of a rush to hurry up and get it. Because there's a
time limit for the organs to survive. So
they're naturally, they're like, all right.
It's not like chicken. You can leave it out for an hour.
Yeah. What? That's crazy.
But all right. Maybe that was a bad example. I take it back.
Yeah. So they're in a rush to get the person. Like, hurry up. I think I was in Methodist one time when they did that. And they left the family there for a little while with the patient just dead on the bed. And then the nurse came in and she was like, I think it's time. Like trying to like
hurry it up.
Hurry up.
Like we got customers waiting.
Yeah, we gave you an opportunity, you know. But I think that's a better process to kind of like give them a few minutes so they can like really examine. You know, you kind of like touch the person, check the heart. They're still warm and stuff.
Give them a willy lily.
Something. See if there's any flinching. Open the eye. Come on.
Pick their nose.
Touch the eyeball.
Oh my God. Not the fuck. If you do that to me, bro, I'm going to be really mad dead.
But if you blink, then I know you're alive, right? This could save your life.
Ooh, okay, so do it.
That's actually one of the tests they do to people. Did you know that? There's a real test they do to people. Because it's an involuntary reflex. You can't control it. Your body automatically closes.
But if you're dead.
If you're dead, yeah. I saw a dog die and we brought it to the vet. Like in the process, died in the car. And the vet was so like, picked up the body, kind of picked up his head, dropped it, opened the eye, touched it, and he goes, yeah, he's dead. That was it. That was the examination. Oh my God.
You have no soul.
He just dropped on the table, picked up the head, let it fall, and was like, yeah, he's dead. There's nothing I can do about this.
Jesus.
Because even if you're a little bit alive.
That's definitely her room.
Yeah, that's her room.
It says it.
Well, it says that she's she was also mentally like handicapped or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck. She made the story worse. No, that's the bad part.
No, Donna had a lifelong cognitive disability. There you go.
Oh, gosh, in the fine print.
I didn't make it up.
He's just trying to protect himself from you vicious commenters.
But that makes it scary for people. So a lot of people are like, we got to get off this list. So there's like a mass on going calling the DMV, take me off.
Can you take me off of that, please, and give me my new ID?
And then you actually have to call the organ donation place to make sure that
they update their file.
Because even if the DMV takes it off, it may take a month.
Before they get it.
And if you die within that month.
You're done.
You're done. They're going to take your tripas.
Body parts.
Yeah.
So, wow. So, are you taking yourself off? This is the whole point of the conversation right here.
No.
Little bitch. Well, guess what? I'm not going to fucking poke your eyeball, right? Take them away. Give me the cock. I want that part.
I'm just going to leave it. Screw it.
What did I donate? I donated maybe my eyes. Damn, now I gotta call them and re-nick.
Is that all you donate?
My eyes?
Yeah, why wouldn't you donate your insides? What are you gonna do with it?
It's mine.
So they're gonna take your eyeballs out. You're okay with that?
Yeah, it's just because I'm like, damn, living blind is a fucking. You ever thought about that?
Then if you don't give your heart, they're not gonna be alive at all.
No, let them die. But I'm talking about the people that are alive that can't see.
If they die, it's okay. But if they're alive with no eyes, forget it.
Oh my God, who wants to live like that?
That's worse. I'd rather them die.
Imagine not seeing a raging hamburger with cheese coming out of it.
But you think if they put eyes in people, they can see?
Yeah. Is that the way it works?
I don't think that's how it works either.
But when I said take my eyes.
Wait, what do they do with it?
When I said take my eyes, that's what I imagined.
Yeah. Let's ask this chick.
Let's ask Gemini.
Yeah.
Hit it. Hi, GD.
Gemini, when you donate your eyes, what? When you donate your eyes, what do they do with it? Bitch, answer the question.
She's like, I can't see.
Oh, she doesn't talk in this version.
No, this is straight up.
When you donate your eyes, notification to hospitals, blah, blah, blah. Consensus, recovery, preservation. I don't care
about what did it do with the donated eyes primarily?
Oh, corneal transplant.
You see?
It's a clear dome shaped front part of the eye. Oh, the freaking dome that goes in front of the eye.
Oh my gosh.
What else?
Focus light.
Whatever
that word says, let's show the audience. Because Jesus Christ, they're definitely smarter than us.
The white part of the eye can also be used for various surgical procedures, including patch graft. Oh, so if you got like a.
The Celera?
If you got an accident and it's missing that white part, they can fill it with that. Weeful.
Oy.
A surgical reconstruction, Operation Street glaucoma. Very nice.
And education. Always education.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I forgot. They're going to probably do that to my 3 boss, too. They're gonna bring it to some high school because they're going to be stabbing.
That's what you get.
Important points. No cost. No, that's nice. No delay. A funeral arrangement.
Confidentiality.
Impact a single eye donor.
Your eyes came from Jeffrey Epstein.
Imagine.
Oh my gosh, bro. That'd be the worst.
So they, you can't actually take the whole eye. They just take your eye out and just give, okay, a piece over here, a piece over here.
Right. So it's not the whole thing. Not what I imagined.
So why don't you just give it to your heart? What are you going to do with your
heart?
It's going to get rotten in there.
Well, first of all, my heart is rotten. So you don't want this shit. No, that's the other thing. If you have health issues, can you still donate? I guess they'll decide then the validity.
They'll take it. No matter what, guaranteed.
They'll take it.
If they can't give it to a person, they're going to give it to a high school or whatever, a college.
A biology class.
Yeah, they're going to put it in a freaking jar and it's going to be, a generation of kids are going to go through it.
Fuck.
I mean, what else am I going to do with it, right?
I mean, that mentality makes it me feel like, oh, you should do it too. You're such a selfish bitch. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
It just feels like a waste.
Of what? It's been going on for thousands of years.
I know, but there's people that are dying for organs.
Well, they'll join the list.
Crazy. All right. In other news.
Do you think that people that get organ transplants sign up and become organ donors?
I think that's one of the stipulations.
I don't think so.
Let's ask them.
Is it required?
To receive an organ donation, do you have to register to be an organ donor?
No.
You don't have to register. Someone who has consented to donate their organs after death. Oh, no, that's not the question I'm asking.
Oh, what an idiot.
It answered the question backwards. Of receiving an organ donation based purely on medical need and complex matches.
Yeah, it is answering the question.
Yeah, but it's saying, you do not have to be registered organ donor, meaning someone who has... to be eligible to receive. I understand that.
What don't you understand?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's answering the question.
Yeah, but I'm thinking in my head like...
You're dyslexic. What it's saying is that...
If I need a donation now versus putting myself on a list. Because if you put yourself on a list, that's like a pre-thinking process. Like, all right, I got to register this. But if I'm dying and they're like, all right, get this guy a heart today. Is there a heart close by? Let's get this guy now.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with being registered? They're not going to be like, hold on, he needs a heart. Let me see if he versed.
That's what I'm saying. If you need an emergency, they're not going to look. They're just going to do it.
They're not going to look, period.
No, but I'm saying, I know. But I'm saying in advance, I wonder if they're like, all right, look, Mr. Whatever. If we're going to replace your freaking kidneys, can you donate your eyes when you die?
That's not the way it works. This thing is a
joke. If they're trying to convince you. Like, come on, just give it up, buddy. I think that there's a
system. So you're just going to receive and not give.
I think that there's a system for kidneys like that, though.
Well,
like if I want to give you my kidney,
okay,
but you're not my same blood type, we put my kidney into a system that trades with this guy that has this kidney, and it goes.
So you could get another one for me,
and eventually just rolls down the hill and it goes back to you to somebody that actually matches you.
I don't think that's the way it works either. That's very interesting. I think eyeballs can be transplanted. He thinks that it's a willy nilly over here. You got to be a giver to be a receiver.
I forgot what his name is called. Kidney. Is there a system that if I donate a kidney to my friend, but we don't have matching blood types, that I could donate it to another person and then they can donate a kidney to him? I'm not even sure if I'm at. This is like a weird way.
Yeah, to ask the she's going to be like.
Absolutely. The system is this called? Oh, the kidney paired donation. There you go.
Also known as the paired exchange or kidney swap. Fantastic solution. The problem, you want to donate a kidney to your friend, but your blood types or other compatibility factors are tissue, blah, 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 don't match. The direct transplant would likely lead to immediate rejection. Solution, the kidney paired donation, instead of a direct donation, the kidney paired donation facilitates a swap between two or more incompatible donor pairs. Here's how it generally works. You and your pair friend, da, 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 another pair, da, 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 okay. In other words, okay, wow, that's crazy.
I was listening to something and they were like, she was like, I wanted to donate my kidney to somebody and we weren't matched. They're like, all right, put your name on the list and we'll call you. And then they called her, like, we need you to come to the hospital today. Like, there's somebody that's willing to donate and you're part of the system and we need your blood type so we can switch this out and then your friend can get their kidney today. So it was like an emergency. She had like, I'm calling her job.
Bring that ass here.
Yeah.
She's clock out. Clock out. We need your shit.
And apparently if they cut off a piece of your kidney, it grows back.
Oh, like a jellyfish?
And then they can give my piece to you. But I don't know if that grows back. I think just the piece that I lost.
Oh, only once.
Yeah.
Because you have the main piece.
And if and it's not like you could keep cutting and keep growing. I think that's it. Think one time it grows.
Oh my gosh. Why did I picture like when people take a romaine lettuce and they put it in a cup? To, that's what I pictured it. Like, oh my goodness. Gracious. That's my. Great. Jesus. Right,
speaking of people dying.
All right. Well, next one.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break. Mwah.
So, there's been a few deaths in the family. Hulk Hogan died. You hear about that?
I did. I randomly, when I'm on break, I'll look at the news. And it was a headline, Hulk Hogan died, and it was said a minute ago. So I rushed to post it on the basement account, like if I was going to be the first one. Uh-huh. So once it posted, I scrolled down, and it was like 13 other ones. Like, ah, fuck.
It's funny because like when now that he died, and people are like, oh, rest in peace, Hulkster, da da da. There's other people like, no, F that guy, he was a monster. Like, really?
The Democrats.
There was a... Yeah, basically. And there's a... Actually, you know what? Can we show it? Let's see. Hulk Hogan. Hogan. Quote? Images. Let's see. There's a famous image that he says it... Oh, right here. Ready? Can you read this out to the children in the back?
In the back?
Yeah, let's give it this. Let's give this. Go ahead.
I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some nigger, I'd rather have her marry an 8-foot-tall nigger worth $100 million, like a basketball player. I guess we're all a little racist, fucking nigger.
That's the Hulkster.
Oh yeah. Oh brother. Oh,
brother. My favorite one is damn. What is it? What the hell's this guy's name? Damn, I forget. I can't even think of it. Oh, damn it.
Wow, he said that.
He did say that, yeah. That's Hulk Hogan.
I mean, and who's she?
His daughter.
His daughter. Mad close to home. Yeah. His wife is one thing.
But you know what's funny, though? It's like.
You could get another wife.
Yeah, you can't get another daughter.
You can't get another. I mean, you can have another daughter, but you can't swap her out.
But it's funny because like it's racist that he said that, but also not racist because he was kind of like, yeah, go ahead, you can marry one, but just, you know, marry one with money.
Isn't that what? Okay, I'm not defending the comment. So all you little emotional viewers, not defending the comment, but don't you want your daughter to marry someone successful?
You're rich.
Or your son?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to marry somebody rich. Holla at me. Somebody, follow my page.
Somebody from Westchester.
Somebody from Westchester to pay for my sagging tits over here. Yeah, like, I get it. I get the comment. Should he have used the word Negro with the hard R? I'm going to say no.
He should have said it with the low, the soft R.
He should have, oh, yeah, or added the S. I mean, the A. A-S.
Oh, no wonder. I'm looking at the freaking news.
This guy. He always wants to be informed.
Oh, damn. Hold on. Get me out of here. This is.
How come every time you go on the computer, the font gets smaller?
This is Booker T. All right, this
I thought that was.
This is back in the WWC.
Thought that was Busta Rhymes.
He's the racist one.
I'm the racist.
So you remember the Hulk, the wrestlers used to do? I mean, they still do this.
Yeah, they still do that. All right,
so this is him calling a Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. Fluga in the jab, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
After he says it, I wish they showed it. After he says it, he looks down because he knows he said something he wasn't supposed to say. That's my favorite. It was not even Hulk Hogan. It's my favorite Hulk Hogan moment. It's not even him. I mean, he lived a long life. He's 71. That's pretty good.
Nah, that's how I feel about Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne, another one that died.
Wait,
hold on. So, Ozzy Osbourne is famous because he ate a bat. on stage, right?
The fact that his teeth thought that it was a rubber bat is wild.
What about the guys in my job?
But at the same time, who brings a live bat to a concert, my guy?
So he's known to.
So I don't know whether to defend Ozzy. Because I'm like, Ozzy was high on some shit.
Obviously, yeah, he's on stage.
Obviously, freaking. So let's give him, that's a pass. He ate the bat because he was high. Bing.
Is there a video of it?
End of story.
Or is it just a legend?
There should be a video. There's definitely a picture because I saw the picture.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I give him a pass because like he was high on something. That's one pass. All right? So he got one pass because he was on drugs. Then I'm thinking, okay, hold on. Let's look at the other way. Who brings a bat to a thing? Of course it's a rubber bat. Who's carrying with a bat to then throw it at me? So it has to be a rubber bat. He gets more credit. Then you see the bat flapping and it's like,
is this the bat though? Is this the actual video? This seems like a rubber bat. You know what I mean?
Does it?
Let's see. Hold on. Nah. I don't know if there's actual footage of the bat then.
Oh God.
That looks kind of fake.
I mean the video quality. Look at this. He looks like a bat.
This is what year you think they made this video? Look at his hair.
Yeah,
if you had to guess, what year?
I would say 70.
That's crazy.
Not 70. Yeah, probably.
I would say 2000. This is during the NSYNC era. Look at, because really? He had a collar shirt on, a weird haircut. Wait, I can't even. Bro.
The band in 1979.
What? No, what? Yeah, but that's the band.
Osborne was a
film. There's no way this is the actual footage. This has to be like an interpretation or this is another thing. Because look at that. That looks clearly that's a freaking rubber bat. Right?
Why would that be an interpretation of it?
Because he did it so many times in different shows. That was his thing. He would bite bats' heads off.
Oh, right. Afterwards, after he did the first one.
No, I think he did it before that. And that's why they threw it up there. And that's why he bit it off because he thought it was rubber.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, is this it? It's just one last try. After this, I'm done. Yeah, we're done. Fucking Dracula over here.
I guess they don't really show the real one. It's probably impossible to find.
Yeah, I wonder if it... That's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's actually recorded.
I mean, what a legend to be known for. But he was also the first one to do that live stuff.
Live streaming?
The live streaming. You're it? We're all followers of him.
He was 76.
And then Jamal Walker, also known as Rudy Huxtable.
Wow, he butchered every single part of that. There's not one of that you said that was correct. He called him Walker.
What was his name?
Theo.
Theo.
My uncle.
Theo. My uncle.
Mira, Theo.
The only son.
You know what sucks about a role like this? You can never do anything.
Undo
else.
It. Like Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel, you can't.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. What else?
The Reading Rainbow.
What do you mean? He did other things.
That's all you know.
He was Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte.
He was in the Reading Rainbow and he was Jordy. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you show the picture of him, most people are going to be like, Kunta Kinte. Why did you make that face like you were upset? Did I hurt your feelings?
But he was, he never outlived that
role.
I never remember him or anything else.
At 54, it's kind of crazy. You know,
apparently he drowned.
Yeah.
In Colombia or something like that?
No, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, sorry.
In Limon.
All the same to me.
Where my nigga, wow. Forgot his name. Yeah. the guitar player from our first church. Anyways.
Freeman. Shout out to Freeman.
What up, bro?
Yo, you want to hear a story about him? I must have told you this one time. He was teaching me how to play the drums. And Jolly was there. I think she was learning how to play guitar or something like that. So me and her were kind of together. And I'm trying to keep the beat. And she's trying to do the little guitar thing, but she's messing up. She's kind of not. And he stopped her. He was like, look, you have to pay attention. Okay? Follow the rhythm. And I'm trying to keep the rhythm. Right?
Two retards.
And she's trying and she's off. He's like, you have to pay attention. Okay? Trying again. Totally. He goes, look. And then I'm saying, he's standing next to me. He goes, look, look, you have to focus. Hey, you have to focus. And I was like, and I'm sitting.
You lost all rhythm after that.
I looked at Charlie. I was like, yeah, you have to focus. Okay. Such a funny thing.
She picked up on it, obviously, right?
I don't think she got it.
Oh my god! No,
we're right over her head. Like, focus, yeah, I get it. I don't think she got it.
This nigga started beating like crazy. Yeah. So with his death is different from the other two. You ever hear that death comes in threes?
Yeah.
So there you go. You got your three.
There was way more than three. A bunch of people died for some reason.
No, no, there's people dying every 8 seconds. That's not the point. The point is, the point is,
and none of them donate organs. It's crazy.
Definitely none of those three.
How much percentage do you think donates?
If you had to guess, what would it be?
2.
30%. Wow.
2 sounds like a lot.
I was like 30%.
Wow, let's find out.
Look at me be more gracious than you who actually donated.
And obviously we have to ask America because I don't know about the rest of the world.
Yeah, forget about the rest.
There's countries that force it, I think.
Definitely don't want to move there, America.
What percentage of Americans donate their organs?
Here we go. She's thinking.
What?
Oh, I was
that
off.
That is crazy. Look at that number right there.
60% of adult population in America is registered as organ donors. Donuts. I'm hungry. This translates to about 170 million Americans currently registered to donate their organs, eyes, and tissue after death. It's important to know a few factors of this statistic. Registered versus actual donors. Huh? 60% are registered, but only very few percentage of registered donors, about 3 in 1,000, die in circumstances that allow them to actually donate. So you die, you burn.
Burn.
You just disappear.
Disappear.
Gone.
Or just, maybe if you're so old that we can't use that, sorry.
Oh, you waste.
It's expired.
That's what I'm going to do.
They cut you open. They look up. It's gray.
Oh, God. So close it up. Leave
you
it
ever took
there.
Me and like soaked in water for a long time? Like this, like gray? It's like ideal. No. Not that one. Rotten. Ooh. All right. Service says that the higher percentage of Americans, often around 90%, support organ donation. But there is a gap between the support and the actual registering. Wah, wah. Fun time. Did you see this?
I only saw the clip where he was in bed with Satan.
This? I don't know if we can show this, okay? So, I'm going to say right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep it in. If we play it on YouTube, and they're like, you can't do that, which I doubt they'll say that. I doubt they'll say that because I got this on YouTube.
That's where it came from.
But if they do, we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
All right, so hold on.
We're definitely going to see your response to this part.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I want to put the picture in the background too. So people can see what you're reacting to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, wait, the wrong one. Fuck.
There you go. All right. It's fine.
Not so bad. That's really fair. I think that's fair.
We'll just have to. That should be that.
Yeah, well, it's not quite all. As part of the settlement, we also had to agree to doing pro-Trump messaging.
How are we supposed to do pro-Trump messaging?
Oh, come on, guys. We're South Park. We can do it.
Yeah.
Right. Lean back a little bit.
We just got to work together.
Yeah.
You didn't see this? You didn't see this at all.
Who walked through the desert for you? Who survived the wilderness and gave the ultimate sacrifice?
That looks good.
It's so good, yeah.
When things heat up, who will deliver us from temptation?
He's a little bit fatter.
He made a batter.
Yeah, but it looks good still.
Like Cartman.
No matter how hot it gets, he's not afraid to fight for America. With conviction, discipline, and trust in God, he survived.
Is this on YouTube?
Keep watching.
Nah.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
Nah, this is not on YouTube, Trump, nigga.
His penis is teeny tiny, but his love for us is large.
That is so good. That's probably the most realistic, except for the penis, obviously.
The penis was real.
What is that, circumcised or not circumcised?
I have no idea what's going on there.
Got it. And why was it painted like his face?
Because that's him.
He's a dick. He's a dick. That's not on YouTube.
I just watched it on YouTube. Look, see YouTube.
Oh, then we're good.
I hope so. We'll see. We're not South Park.
I cannot, but we're not. Oh, that's a South Park channel?
This is South Park, the show. They made this.
South Park Studios. 2.61 million subscribers. Yeah. So I can't believe that actually.
This is the whole episode?
Literally
that's
Matt and
insane.
Trey's suicide attempt, acknowledging that what they're doing is this, butter's saw, garage, butters to drink.
I saw the Satan, this him part. In bed with Satan. Yeah, I did see that part. That part I did see.
He ends it by threatening to sue South Park.
I didn't see any of this. Oh, that part, yeah, that part I saw.
You remember Saddam Hussein used to be this guy?
Right, there was supposed to be a clip with where the Satan was with Saddam Hussein, which is wild.
That's from the movie, yeah.
Which is wild that Trump would be the next person to sleep with. So who do you think they're catering to? Their wallets.
I don't think they care. That's number one. I heard them say that they were conservatives versus being more liberal. I just don't think they like Trump. So this is the theory. The reason why they did something like this. They have a contract with Paramount that they've been trying to get out of. They want to get rid of Paramount. Paramount is trying to sell to Skydance.
Okay.
Which is a Chinese company, whatever. But to make this happen, they have to go to the FEC or something like that,
right,
which Trump is actually in control of. Cutting so the it's fund. Up to Trump to let this deal happen.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So they're messing with Trump to see, you know, I don't know if they're doing this to avoid the sale or for the sale. But eventually what happened was that South Park is on HBO. They for streaming services. They have a contract with HBO. And that expires like now. So what they did was they bought from Paramount, or Paramount paid them out or something like that for like $1 billion, South Park, so they can have their own thing. I think they're trying to get away from Paramount because they don't want to be in Skydance, because Skydance is a Chinese company. So I think they did this to see if they can ruin this deal. Remember this, you know, something Paramount too, Stephen Colbert,
right, that got so booted,
they got rid of him. Yeah,
what
yeah.
a good move.
Yeah, yeah,
get rid of all of them.
Yeah, they're the ones that are causing problems in America. Yeah. They're the ones poisoning the minds of people to feel like it's them versus us.
Yeah.
It's those people that are doing it. Not the freaking governor. Nobody pays attention to the governor. Everybody talks about freaking what's going on, these comedians and stuff like that.
You watch those shows? Have you ever watched those shows? The late night shows?
I used
shows?
To watch The Daily Show.
The Daily with?
With Jon Stewart.
Before
this, the African guy, I forget his name.
Neil
deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. So, but you know what? I tried watching the show with him, and I'm like, he's not even funny. Why would they give that to him?
The black guy.
Yeah, it just ruined the show. I'm like, I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah, don't even know his name. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
So,
Stephen Colbert came from that.
I watched it when I was a teenager. Jay Leno, Arsenio Hall.
Yes, yes.
And the old guy, Letterman.
Yes, Letterman. Remember Letterman had the cards? He was like, all right, number one.
Yes, he'll flick them.
Yeah.
So those were the OGs for me. Yeah, to me, it was like, that was like an era. So those guys were the end to me of that era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything that came in after was like, this is, the internet is already, this is, you know what
so
I mean?
There was
the
a death transition of TV. Period. Remember Conan O'Brien?
Conan
was on TBS, I think he was. And then
CBS.
And then he was going to go to, he was going to take over Jay Leno's show.
But he didn't.
They kicked him out. They put Jay Leno in. They brought Jay Leno back.
That was a big mistake.
And then he was like, yo, F you guys, I'll go to another, you know, network. I forget what network he went to. And then he just kept making a show from there. But I think his ratings were better than Jay Leno's.
Like, yeah, they were great.
Because people wanted him.
Conan was good.
Conan was great, yeah.
I love when he went backstage to his audience and he kept fucking with them. Oh, so good.
he had so many good ones.
He did.
But, yeah. So
I'm glad. And who do you think? Do you think they'll get rid of the other two idiots?
This is the thing.
What's his name? Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon
and
Jimmy Kimmel.
And there's Jimmy's. Another one, right? The Jimmys.
I don't know who the other one is.
I don't know who the other one is too.
But like this, those who watches TV?
No.
Who tunes in?
YouTube took over the TV network.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who even does that?
I mean,
like, even if they wanted to keep that alive, you would have to find someone that you can pay less money to do it. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a nobody. You might as well get one of us. You might as well get us to do it. I'll do it. Call me, TBS. I'll do it.
Call him.
Yeah.
Do not call me.
Give me a couple $100,000 a year. I'll do it. The couple $100,000 ain't nothing for Jimmy. But for me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Imagine us doing this late night for $200,000 each.
Oh, hell yeah. Right now.
I'll do it right now.
I'll quit my job right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no problem.
I'll do it. I wouldn't even have to think about it. It'll be a wrap.
And then they would be able to hire so many more talent that's unknown off TikTok or YouTube and stuff like that versus hiring Jimmy Kimmel. That nobody, you know what I'm saying, it's over for these guys. They're done.
Yeah, it's true. For a second, Jimmy Fallon was popping.
Well, but remember, Jimmy Fallon was popping in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then people were making fun of him because he laughed at everything. Remember that? They were like, every joke that people tell, it doesn't matter who it is, he'll say something funny, he'll just start, ha, ha.
And they're like, why is he laughing? Off as fake.
Yeah, nobody liked that.
Yeah.
You know?
People are starving for genuineness.
Okay, I was wild. Like, let him say it.
Let it out. Let it out. He can do it. Don't push me. Yeah.
But I think they should lean into the internet age. You know what I'm saying? I think, this is me talking crap. Let's see.
Let me get the bounce.
I think, like, let's say a network like NBC. They should have NBC TikTok page going live all day long. You know what I'm saying? Give us an hour. We go on we'll go on NBC's live TikTok. We'll have our show. Maybe at 5 o'clock, we'll have another show coming on with these other people that want to do a TikTok live. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's watching the TV. Put it on TikTok live.
But this is what I see. It's not even what I see. It's what's happening. TV is now owned by. You used to get cable? You get the cable with your 100 and something channels. Now it's YouTube. People are going to be subscribing to YouTube as their source. I think you could get live TV on YouTube now.
Yeah, you could. It's called TV. Yeah. Eddie used to have it.
So I think that eventually.
It's called YouTube TV.
So people are just going to eventually migrate to that. Do you really want cable? Subscribe to YouTube.
I never want cable. I never had cable. You know the last time I had cable?
When?
When we lived together.
Wow.
That's the last time I had cable.
Oof.
I never even bothered.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me too.
That's decades.
That's when I was married.
Literally when our kids were like 3.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
And our kids are going to college. And they're adults. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, adults.
I never had.
But you watch TV now off of the Fire Stick.
Yeah. It's available now. And even now I flip through, I'm like, oh, there's nothing good. Every time there's nothing good. I always wind up going default Netflix or a freaking movie or something like that.
You know
it almost feels like, make a show, don't even make it on TV, just put it out there on the internet, put it on freaking on YouTube. What's the name of this show? Jesus,
what show?
Hold on, there's a,
what is it about?
Oh bro, calm down, I'll just find it.
I'm excited.
I think it's called Promised Land.
It's in the book, The Pretty Rainbow.
This show, yeah, yeah.
I can do anything.
This show is, nobody told you to do anything.
Okay.
This show, I'll give this show props. It's called Promised Land. Yeah, the Promised Land series. It's basically a Christian show.
Oh, you're going?
Right. And it's like in the vein of Office.
Okay.
Hold on.
I mean, shalom. I am Aaron. I am an Israelite from the tribe of Levi. And we are here in Rephidim, just a few months' travel east of the Red Sea. What a crazy trip it's been so far. Our journey from Egypt, yeah, it's been a journey, but I am sure we'll reach the Promised Land in no time.
They're throwing spears!
Please excuse the noise. Our tribe is having a bit of a squabble with the people of Amalek. No, we don't need to look that way. It's a bloody, horrible battle. Oh, but look, there's our fearless leader, Moses.
Okay,
he's doing his
part.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But there's... this show is so good. But like this show...
But maybe...
I can totally see... I could totally see a show like this. This is exclusively a YouTube show. That they say, hey, we want to make a plot. We'll want to put it out there and see if you guys like it. And if you like it, we'll make a series. So instead of going to a freaking company or a news agent or whatever, a TV agency, network, and be like, hey, look, we want to give this plot to you, play a plot for you, see if you like it so we can have a show. They're going directly to the people. They're cutting the TV station out of it completely. We're going to go straight to the people and we're going to take their input. Because you know why? Because they can type in the comments. What do you want to see? Oh, this is so funny. This is what I like the best. All right, so we'll focus on that. You know what I'm saying? So right there, the plot is, oh, this is so funny, this guy right here. The plot is that Moses just crossed the Red Sea. The Egyptians are on one side and they're on the other. And it's going to go through that time of them walking to the promised land. So this guy right here, hold on, let me just rewind it for a second so you can see his reaction. They're in the tent and they're talking. Moses is like, you know, talking to the people, whatever, da da da. And let's see, hold on. Let me see if you give some volume. Whatever, right? Look at this guy in the back. Look at this guy in the back.
I am actually not a Hebrew. I am an Egyptian. My name is Chisisi. And I was actually chasing the Hebrews through the parted waters when, all of a sudden, my friends disappeared and I ended up on the wrong side of the sea.
That's good. That's good. So, I like it.
So you can see how, like, you know. So they came, you know, obviously I sent this to mad people. Like, yo, you guys got to watch this. You guys got to watch it because it's hilarious. But now they're in the process of filming an entire season right now.
Okay.
So hopefully it's coming out soon. I don't know. I haven't checked this in a while. I just thought about it right now for the first time in a minute. Let's see what their page says.
That's what TV okay, is gonna be.
Yeah, this is TV. This is TV right here.
And it furthers my point that AI ain't got nothing. AI is just gonna assist us.
All right.
It's not gonna take over.
Oh, this is them.
That's not AI, right?
No. This is way before the AI started.
Oh, okay.
They started the process way before that. But yeah, I mean, if they made an AI show, you could do the same thing. You just watch it.
Right.
We could probably make an AI show. We should.
We should stop playing.
We talked about making a fake Star Trek.
We're gonna add that to our project. Let's start small. Let's start with the. We're gonna have a sponsor soon. We're gonna do a commercial. You guys. Well,
the thing is, making an AI video, you gotta pay. You gotta pay, because it's too expensive right now. I tried. You could get little one, like 15-second clips for free, like a trial.
Yeah.
But then they're like, all right, if you want a minute long, you got to pay X amount of dollars. And on Reddit, I was watching a video with somebody who was like, I made this video. It's 10 minutes long, which is like, wow. And it's like, all right, it cost me $400. And it took me, whatever, 8 hours to make this.
But the thing about that with the whole monitor, we couldn't do that, though. If we're gonna do for the advertisement, because they don't, YouTube won't allow it.
No, I'm saying, but we just do it if we want to make our own Star Trek show.
If we want to make our own Star, but what I'm saying is, before we go that big, we should try to just do a mini story. Like, we know when we do the what if scenarios, if we could live forever,
yeah,
make a little mini story about that.
Oh yeah,
or a mini story about the world ending zombie apocalypse, but just the first 5 minutes or the first 2 minutes of what would you do?
You know what's funny? When I watched the zombie apocalypse movies, the first 10 minutes is them, the zombie, the outbreak. I want a whole movie. That's the first 10 minutes. I want a whole movie of the beginning of the, you don't know what's going on. You're just running away from zombies. Like, what the freak is going on here? You know, you're running, all of a sudden a plane flies over. It just shows the plane flying over. You have no idea where it goes. Just fight it. That's it. You don't know. And then you just live your life. You're trying to like hide from the zombies. After like a little while, it gets night, you gotta hide. But now you need fire to stay warm, and then the zombies can see this light, and they like a whole, just the first 10 minutes usually of a zombie movie is that. I want that. I want a whole movie of just that.
Nah, I want to do
action.
Like, remember when we did the what if scenario with the zombies? Like right now,
yeah.
You start getting, the phone starts blaring. Then you see a cutting scene of somebody in a car and then a zombie trying to eat it. And then it's us talking in the studio, and then it cuts out to somebody in the park and somebody zombie eating somebody else. And then you're like, what's going on? And then we go outside and the freaking people are honking with alarms. You're trying to reach your wife, and then the scene cuts. Done. That's what I want to do. A quick, like, 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, just saying what I want to see in the movie. I want just a 2-hour, just the action scene of just freaking out. And then maybe for a part two, now we kind of settled in. The zombies are here. We figured out how to make a little
Isn't there like a scene like that that's pretty long where it follows the person? Yeah, there's a movie like that or a show like that where it follows a person and then they're running down the street and then, you know, it follows them and then they run into somebody and then it cuts to that person's perspective. It rewinds from that person's perspective, and you see how they cross paths, and then they do it again through somebody else's.
Oh no!
There's a whole show about that.
A show?
I don't know if it's a show or a movie, but it's mad good, and it's zombie. It's zombie themed. So you see the person running down the street, they get blasted, they split up, and then you see the story from that person that split up, and then who they met in that little intersection, and they split off, and that turns into a whole story. How the hell did we start here? We started with Hulk Hogan? Is that where we started? That was way long ago.
It's over. All right.
Yeah. Those were the hottest topics of the week. Because it's Friday. We record this on Friday. So those were the hottest topics. We have three deaths. Bang, bang, bang.
We have Trump's penis.
We have Trump's penis.
And the organ donation.
Organ donation.
Scandal.
And that's it, right?
That's it.
So that's what happened in the news. That's it. Guys.
Donate your organs to Trump. Especially your penis.
Or not. Call them up. Rinnick.
Donate your penis to Trump.
I can't believe YouTube allowed that.
Honestly, yeah.
Just a butt cracker.